For WRHU, I'm Shannon Ferry, sitting here with Assemblyman Ed Roth. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here with you.
Now, they've had to rearrange a lot of the speakers at the convention due to the weather, and there have been some people that have bumped out. They've rescheduled things. Who are you looking forward to hearing the most?
I'm definitely looking forward to hearing Paul Ryan on Wednesday. That's the one I've been the most excited about. Chris Christie, I'm sure, will be very interesting as well tomorrow night. And I think, given that we're getting the late start, him tomorrow night is probably going to be somebody that, just knowing the way he speaks and what the content of his speech is likely to be, he'll probably be somebody that really gets everybody kind of fired up for Paul Ryan, and then ultimately Mitt Romney on Thursday. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow night as well.
So speaking about Paul Ryan, do you agree with his budget plan?
Do I agree with everything he's proposed? No, but I think that somebody has to be proposing some solutions to the issues we have here. As a younger state legislator, I like that he is not only come up with some plans to address our deficit issues that are, you know, really a looming crisis in our federal government. Not even looming, they're really here. But also that he's thinking about tomorrow, thinking about how we can preserve things like Medicare for the next generation. Because, frankly speaking, if we just keep it the way it is, it's not going to exist. It's not going to have any money left by the time my generation gets to retirement age. So we definitely have to be willing to have the conversation. And as in the last few years, he's shown a willingness to compromise and work in a bipartisan manner to come up with solutions for things. But it's hard to actually get to a compromise solution until somebody proposes something. So, I mean, I think that's the first step. Anytime you need to get anything done legislatively, somebody has to propose something that at least you can work off of in terms of coming and finding common ground with people.
Now, you did mention about being a young legislator. He's talked about the next generation a little bit. I just want to touch on that. As a college university station, something that interests me and interests a lot of people that are listening is that the youth vote is really declining in the Republican Party. What do you feel the main reasons are for this?
Well, I think that certainly, I think the Democratic Party as a whole has probably done a better job of embracing a lot of the new media things and you know, having presence on Facebook and Twitter and all that. And, you know, the youth vote ended up really being one of President Obama's bread and butters 4 years ago. And I think they really embraced those types of things, and it's helped them be able to reach out to people. And I think it's something that I think we need to probably do a better job of on the Republican side of things.
Well, what do you think the common misconceptions that young people have are about the Republican Party?
Well, you have the classic idea of, you know, the Republicans being out for the big business and the rich, which, you know, I completely disagree with, because it's all the way you paint the picture. And when you realize that, like, a lot of the people that, you know, you'll demonize people making a certain amount of money, but a lot of these people are small business owners that are employing people. And if you get too crazy taxing them, there's less jobs around there. And those are the very people that might be available to employ people that are graduating from college now and all that are looking for jobs in a tough market. I don't envy anybody that's getting out of either a graduate program or an undergraduate program right now. It's a very, very tough time.
So speaking of those people getting out of school and they have the debts and the college loans, what do you think is the major difference if we have someone in the White House that's a Republican and someone as a Democrat, if we're looking into that specific issue?
I think the biggest thing is that we have to, when government is acting and it's affecting business, we basically have to take a step back and look, what are we doing? Is it a positive to business? Is it a negative to business? Is it something that's going to hinder business, or is it something that's going to be able to help promote business and let it move forward? And I think that a lot of the regulations we put in place and stuff, I understand the need for things to avoid some of the things that happened in the financial industry in the last few years that led to this. That's important, no question about it. But at the same time, we have to be careful with some of the other things that we do, that they don't end up stifling business and hurting the people that would be creating jobs. And our small businesses are the ones that really are the closest to home. They're involved in our communities. They're the ones that write the check to the Little League and the Girl Scouts and everything else, and employ local people. And we need to be doing things to promote them.
All right, Assemblyman Roth, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you hopefully at the convention.
Thank you very much for having me.